Welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. With me is Phil Conlon. How are you doing, Phil?
Yes, good afternoon, Phil.
And today we're going to talk to Eve Engler, author and lecturer. He's written a couple of really tremendous books. Right off the top, I can mention Canada in Africa and The Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy. And terrific books. He really is a classic muckraking author. And later in the show, we will talk to Stephen Gowans, who has written books, very timely ones, about Syria and the struggle on the Korean Peninsula for the sovereignty of the Korean people, actually. But today, Stephen's going to be talking about his most recent article, which deals with the damage done by sanctions, illegal sanctions, in which Canada participates zealously, happily. And Stephen has written an essay in his column, What's Left, and telling what we need to know about that. So we'll talk to Stephen Gowans. We'll also probably have a little music from a gentleman called Lord Invader, and we'll talk about that as well. It's kind of an important. We're talking about, you know, themes of anti-colonialism. It's a still living issue. I think we are joined by Eve Engler. You there, Eve?
How's it going, Phil?
Very good. Eve, it's a pretty dramatic development. On the 20th of this month, a statement was issued by a number of writers and politicians and labor leaders, and you among them, and saying that directly you're asking that the New Democratic Party correct its mistake of at this time building a friendship with Israeli parliamentarians when we have these terrible events, but particularly the Gaza March of Return, which was a nonviolent episode, as far as I know, in which the Israeli army used live ammunition and a number of people died. Tell us why the urgency of this step of the public statement by the, I think, is at least 200 people.
Yeah, basically, it's a open letter endorsed by many NDP activists, people like Roger Waters, the founder of Pink Floyd, Noam Chomsky, Linda McQuaig, Mike Pelichek from the Canadian Union Postal Workers, and more than 200 people who basically calling on NDP to withdraw from the Canada-Israel Interparliamentary Group. The NDP has two main people on that interparliamentary group, Murray Rankin and Randall Garrison, mm-hmm. who are both Victoria MPs, and that the group basically is designed to build relations with Israel's parliament, and effectively what it is a pro-Israel lobby organization, and it's one of the avenues of anti-Palestinian activism into the NDP. It's not the only one. There are, the trips that the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs brings MPs onto Israel. There are Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs breakfasts at NDP conventions. There's still labor ministers from the Israeli Labor Party that come to the NDP conventions and whatnot. But this is a the Canada-Israel Interparliamentary Group, and the fact that there are four MPs that have lent their name to this organization is a very symbolic example of the ongoing ties between the NDP and Israel. And in the context of more than now we're at over 124 Palestinians killed in Gaza over the past 2 months. No one killed on the Israeli side. This is just, clearly killing of nonviolent protesters that aren't any sort of threat to Israel. The point of the letter is this is enough's enough. The NDP should long ago been moving towards challenging Canada's complicity towards Palestinian dispossession. But enough's enough. And there's a, it was amazed at the support for this open letter. There's people like Robert Laxer, who's been an NDP member since, I think, 1963, 15 years before I was born, who signed it. A lot of people who are not necessarily identified with pro-Palestinian activism endorsed the letter, and I think it's because people are starting to realize that, at what point is this going to end in terms of Canada's over-the-top support?
I noticed Judy Reaver signed it, Sid Ryan. I was very glad to see the name David Heap because, of course, he at this moment is organizing the Freedom Flotilla, one of the organizers. We spoke to him last week. But, his father fought very hard on this issue. And he was elected member of parliament, quite popular. There's always been this element there, but NDP went through a period of years where they decided to strategically silence anybody in the party, right? I wonder what's your thoughts about it. Jagmeet Singh did make some critical comments on the when Gazans were killed. Do you notice a kind of maybe is there some perception that maybe they're developing eyes and ears to beyond what they had?
There is no doubt that in the past handful of months, particularly since the Jerusalem embassy move by Trump, that the NDP has begun to put out quite a number of decent statements criticizing Canada's refusal to criticize Washington's move around the embassy, criticizing Trudeau's refusal to condemn the killings in Gaza. So there have been statements that have been a very positive shift vis-a-vis the Thomas Mulcair time. I believe that at the personal level, Jagmeet Singh is definitely much more sympathetic to Palestinians than Tom Mulcair, who of course once said, "I support Israel in all situations and all circumstances." Helen Lavadier, the foreign affairs critic, she has this whole background. In 2016, she went to speak at the APEC conference in Washington. She went to a Jewish National Fund event when she was in Israel. She has this background of doing these pro-Zionist kind of positions, but she has begun to take up Palestinian rights. And there's a whole series of factors I think that are explaining this. Partly change in leadership, partly the fact that the party membership have moved way far into sympathy for Palestinians over the past handful of years.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's in play. There is an internal battle going on within the NDP caucus on this issue, and that's part of the point. This letter, yes, we want them to withdraw from the Canada Israel Interparliamentary Group, but this is as much part of a broader saying, okay, you've got to break these different connections with the pro-Israel lobby organizations and begin to really start challenging Canadian complicity. Because even the statements, the statements that have been coming out from Helen Lavadier, the foreign critic, and Jagmeet Singh, on the surface, they are pretty decent statements, but we're not hearing anything about the fact that there's hundreds of millions of dollars in tax subsidized money going to Israel through different charities. Some of those charities supporting explicitly racist organizations like the Jewish National Fund. Some of those charities supporting settlement projects in West Bank. Some of those charities supporting the Israeli military. There's no discussion coming from the NDP on something like that. There's no discussion coming from the NDP on the fact that most of the aid that we're actually giving to Palestinians is designed explicitly to support security forces, Palestinian Authority security forces that are putting down protests against Abbas's sellout to Israeli expansionism. There's little about many different elements of Canadian complicity in Palestinian dispossession. So again, the statements are positive, but there's much broader work that needs to be done.
One thing that occurred to me reading the statement, and it is an impressive list of names, and I'm sure that it's appearing on many sites. People should find this. And we're speaking to Eve Engler, one of the signatories, and author of Canada in Africa and the Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy. Now we're having this sort of the Trump twist to American policy. And I notice that the reporting is that that Trump and Mr. Kushner, his personal emissary, are thinking of a policy, of a plan, which would basically exclude the Palestinians, where they say, well, we're inviting you, but if you don't come, that's your tough luck. And I wonder if this is time also for the NDP and Liberal Party and everybody else to reinforce the existence of Palestinian political representation. I guess there are some initiatives, but you would think that, as well as saying, why are you developing friendship with a government that has used live ammunition against civilians? How about also strengthening the ties with political representation of the Palestinians?
Yeah, well, that's the political representation of the Palestinians gets into very tricky territory in terms of, you know, what is the Palestinian Authority? What political representation are we talking about? The leadership of, yes, you know, what effectively the Bantustan?
Yes.
And or are we talking about, you know, grassroots movements that are calling for boycott, divestment, sanctions? One of the things that was very interesting that came out of the that big delegation, it was 18 MPs, Canadian MPs, I think 6-7 of them were NDP MPs, that went on a recent delegation to Palestine. This is a big event. I think the first time ever such a large number of MPs have gone.
Yes.
Sponsored by a group in Ottawa that's tied in with the Palestinian Authority. Well, both Alexandre Bourlis, the NDP MP here in Montreal, and I saw online Elizabeth May, who both went on the delegation, they both said that the Palestinians they talked to were opposed to boycott, divestment, sanctions. Mm-hmm. Well, the Palestinian Authority, of course, is opposed to the BDS movement. Mm-hmm. The Palestinian Authority also gets most of its money from Washington, yes, Ottawa, London, and we have the internal Canadian government documents saying very clearly that when the Harper government in 2012 was talking about withdrawing Canadian support for the Palestinian Authority, that the Israelis were pressuring Canada to continue supporting the Palestinian Security Force. Canada, the U.S., and Britain are training Palestinian Security Force, which basically acts as an Israeli tool of control of the West Bank. Yeah. And so when you get into these questions of you know, how you know, colonized or how,
right,
fragmented Palestinians are in Palestinian political factions, and how Canada, you know, Canada. So if it is going to be there's a Canada Palestine Parliamentary Friendship Group, which a number of NDP MPs are part of, and the way that Jagmeet Singh responded to the open letter was to say, we're also part of this Canada-Palestine Parliamentary Friendship Group, and so we can be part of the Israel one, mm-hmm, and the Palestinian one, and we, you know, neutral, and we hear both sides and whatnot. Well, the reality is that most Palestinian political factions are identified as terrorist organizations, Canada, mm-hmm, right? The Popular Front for Liberation of Palestine, I think there's 6 or 7 Hamas, 4 or 5 other Palestinian groups. So a delegation of Canadian MPs wouldn't even be allowed to go talk to important segments of Palestinian political life because they're banned as terrorist organizations in this country. Of course, you can talk to any side. You can talk to the most extreme Israeli settlers. You can talk to the Israeli military. You can talk to anybody on that side, because none of the Israeli side is defined as a banned organization in this country. So you know, the idea, there is some tricky terrain when you get into this question of just, yeah, oh, well, let's support Palestinian political factions. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the grassroots movement, that, you know, a few hundred Palestinian social movement organizations that have been calling for the BDS for the past 10 years, or are we talking about Palestinian Authority, which is basically bowing down in the face of Israeli expansion?
Yeah. Well, and then but other angles too. I was struck by, and you know how the media has a very efficient technique of simply giving us a couple of days of sort of nebulous coverage where you can't quite identify what's happened. And then they sort of close their eyes and cross their fingers and hope you'll stop asking. But I do remember the prime minister said that there should be an independent investigation, but I haven't heard anybody say to him, so what's happened? And why couldn't these, we ask these parliamentarians, go do your own investigation. That's what you're elected for, right?
No, for sure. I mean, the Israelis have said no to the independent investigation. The UN Human Rights Council there was a resolution. So Trudeau, on one hand, said, we want an independent investigation. And then when there was a UN resolution that came forward on it that was backed by almost every country in the world, Trudeau abstained on the question, didn't vote against because it would be that would just be too embarrassing, but abstained. And that gets into the question of when there's some media attention, let's be honest about it, it wasn't because Palestinians were killed. It was because it was a Canadian doctor that was shot, providing medical care for the dozens of others who were, you know, been shot or been killed, and thousands now that have been seriously hurt. The reason the media covered it to the extent they did was because of the Canadian doctor. And so Trudeau felt like he had to make at least a small gesture.
And then once again laid low, exactly, hoping everybody forget about it.
Exactly, and then that's part of the point of this open letter and the endorsement. People can sign the petition on change.org to call for NDP is to keep the pressure up, right? You know, there's these little blips where it gets in the media, but then it's forgotten about. But we need to keep the pressure up, not just on the Trudeau government, but on the NDP as well, to start really standing in solidarity with the Palestinian cause. And because our government is complicit in so many different ways in Palestinian dispossession, and that's not just this current government, that's not just the Harper government before, that goes back, you know, 70 years, or even before that, there are so many ways in which we can provide real concrete solidarity. And just by calling on our government to stop doing things, not some big complicated thing, just stop doing certain things you're doing that are contributing. That's the importance of this sort of initiative.
Definitely a single step would resonate big in this country. Yeah, so Eve, it's a great project. I'm glad to see your name on it and all those other wonderful people. I urge people to read the statement and to actually contact and support all those who put their name to it. Thank you very, very much, Eve.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for bringing up this topic.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Eve Engler, and he's the author of Canada in Africa. The Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy, which takes some Canadian policy all the way through, particularly as a neocolonial force. He's a great journalist and lecturer, and I should have asked him when he's going to come to Toronto next, because he makes the rounds. People are always glad to see him.